This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Being what they are, I guess aspiration and perspiration puts this together. In other words, we're sweating as we begin our radio overview of the hot hits in radio from this week. When I say our radio overview, I have assembled several of the most stimulating talk personalities in the entire world, on the planet, in the universe. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have the evil one with his Joe Crummy, who is a broadcaster of some note. As a matter of fact, he usually has his guitar with him, and he has a note. Can you pluck a note for us? Boing.
I would love to. If you give me 10 seconds, I'll grab it.
Yeah, go get the guitar. You can serenade us. Also joining in the conversation, let's see, McFadden's not here this week. Victoria's going to get married. Where did McFadden? McFadden went someplace. I forget where he went with his kids. Jennifer is off doing her. So we have the services of not only Joe Crummy, but my pal John Harper, who is the owner, manager, and a major personality on WMEL, which is heard. Joe, if you didn't know, WMEL, the service area doesn't quite reach Los Angeles, but it pretty much reaches the rest of the country. Up and down the so-called Space Coast, but all the way from Jacksonville down to Palm Beach and Boca Raton, the signal for MEL, so you can be heard there. We're heard there. Happy about that, and happy to have John as a friend. He's a great observer and a keen wit, which you will find out about. Sometimes, John, to Joe's dullness, you can be sharp. How's that? Maybe.
Let me say something evil. That's
evil.
Quite a signal. That's great penetration. I like that.
Yeah,
actually, you wanted evil? You got
that's
evil.
That's right. Evil.
Well, Joe has his guitar out. I could. I don't have a guitar, but I could sing with his guitar if we want to do that.
Really?
How
kind of trouble is that going to get us into?
Wow.
It's too
breath. This is amazing and compelling radio. At its finest. Joe's known, by the way, John, for in the circumstances he's found himself in over the years in Los Angeles and L.A. and Phoenix. He brings a guitar to the studio, and every once in a while he'd start strumming and tell stories behind the guitar. I think it's fascinating. I think it's great radio.
It happens sometimes. Yeah, but it happens sometimes.
All right, so you got it ready? Let's go.
I've still got these country feelings, and the roots are in my soul.
How much of this do you want? I can go one more. I know we got to talk about the top 10 songs.
You see what this does? This is why I wanted you to do that. There are people who are doing conversation radio, and John can speak. Well, you've both been around for a long time, so you know what the available resources are. A lot of the people that are doing radio today just sound the same. It's the same message. It's the same voice. I got a big, deep, announcer voice. And I don't mean to put them down because they're my brother and my... But let's have some creativity. For God's sakes, let's get back. John, on his station, WMEL, he controls and owns the station. He doesn't have to answer any big corporate muckety mucks. He does what he wants. Like, I own this radio program. I produce four or five different shows, and I do what I think will work. I don't have to go. Nobody's going to go above me to figure out if this is going to work. And that's the beauty of what John does on his stations up and down the east coast of Florida. And in a sense, Joe, you with your podcast, Evil Thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the new world order of expression. Right, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is. By the way, the more I do the podcast, the more I admire people like you, John, who I'm just getting to know, and of course you, Doug. I've already talked to you about it. Putting anything together and making anything takes an awful lot of work. It's 24/7. I did not know that when I started this, and this is a job that I've been doing, for almost as long as Doug, when you on the radio. But when you start to actually take control of things and actually try to make something yourself on your own, that's a different world. There's no question.
I think, John, you and I have decided, you and I are about the same age, as I recall. I don't know who's got who has a little bit more on each other. Do you have more on me, or do I have more on you?
I think you've got a couple of months on me. That's all.
Okay. So here we are, both of us, not wanting. It isn't about giving up. It's about what charges and what thrills us. You've expanded your business a lot in the last, and your coverage here in the last year or two, and not looking forward. Somebody, I was at a dinner the other night, and this isn't getting to the top stories, but it sort of is a philosophical thing that maybe will help a lot of people who need inspiration, who want to keep going, but sometimes you just throw up your hands because either it's government regulation or it's, you know, people that you have to deal with in the public that are kind of nonsensical, but it's somehow inherent in us is this feeling of pride, the joy that we get and the charge that we get. And frankly, I said this to the guy at this dinner I was at the other night, you know, he said, why do you keep doing it? And I say, well, because it's good for my health, good for my bank account, and frankly, I don't know because I've done it this way. I've had the radio program. I've been on the radio for decades. I have been always on the farm. So these are the things that, and these are the things that sort of propel me into being who I am. So why would you stop doing that which is your essence? So many people, they stop doing it, and they keel over, and they're done.
It amazes me, Doug and Joe and our listeners, how many people say to me quite often, well, you've been doing this now for over, I think we're now into our 27th year here at WMEL Radio, and why don't you stop? Why don't you retire? And I've got no desire to do that, and I'm just going to keep on going. In fact, Doug, we're looking at even expanding further. not coming back, looking at expanding.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking of my grandfather a couple of days ago, and he was an executive his entire life, and then he had to quit, I think, at 60 or whatever it was. They made him stop. Doug, it's exactly what you were saying. And you too, John, is that he stopped, and he was a New York City guy, and he didn't know what to do with himself. He would read the paper, and he would go for walks, and that was it. And I was thinking about what a shame that was.
Right, because there's so much to contribute. The score, you're familiar in Florida, maybe you are too, Joe, with this, what is it, the Society of Retired Executives, but it's not, the score stands for something like that, but there are people who have had big jobs, and they retire, forced to retire, and then they decide they want to keep working, so they run businesses, and they don't get paid. They just fix. They go. They fix businesses. They help people that are in a.
They don't get paid. Well, I'm not going that far.
But you know what I'm saying. They don't need the money. So
yeah, I see. Yeah.
It's that sort of thing that you need to keep in mind. And one of the I have a friend who's a pilot, and this is a there was a big deal when they changed retirement from 60 to 65. Now they're trying to get it so that you don't ever have to retire unless you have a bad physical. Which is appropriate. Wouldn't you rather see a guy with gray hair sitting in the left-hand seat of a plane than some kid who just looked like he got out of the shower and he's 15?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. No. Same with the doctor. If you're going in for surgery, I want to see some guy with gray hair.
Yeah, right. He's done that operation 1,000 times before.
Yeah,
okay. Right. Anyway, we've justified our existence now. We're going to get, I'll go over the stories and the people on the list. Matter of fact, let's do that now, and then we'll pause to get our thoughts together. We're here to discuss the talkers list. And so number 10 on the list this week is the usual sort of thing when it comes to sports, what's going on in Major League Baseball and what's going on Sports Talk Radio. Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones are number 9 in that interview. Why in the name of God are we still talking about this, just aggrandizing them, giving them more promotion for an interview that was drivel at best? Did you two see the interview?
I
caught just the very beginning of it and then turned it off. I didn't have any desire to watch it.
No. Would you put him on your radio station?
No. No.
Because?
Because of many of the attitudes that he's expressed, the opinions, the conspiracies that he's talked about, it's not legitimate talk radio. I don't mind having diverse opinions on the air, and they certainly don't have to agree with my opinions at all. That's not the way I run the radio station. But at the same time, some of these conspiracy theories are too far out there, and I just can't deal with that.
All right. So I don't want to spend a lot of time. That's why let's have at it now a little bit. But some of these other things I want to spend some more time on, like Otto Warmbier and his death, number 8, the airport stabbing, number 7. What an outrage. My God. Jeez. More just nonsense. Trump and the immigrant welfare ban is 6. Military tensions, 5. The Georgia House race, another pretty outrageous situation when you get right down to it, number 4. The health care plan, number 3. The election hacking, number 2. And the Russia investigation as it relates to Mr. Trump, number 1. As far as the people are concerned, Derek Carr is at 10. Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones are 9. Steve Scalise, 8. Karen Handel at 7. Mitch McConnell, 6. Paul Ryan, 5. Vladimir Putin, 4. Robert Mueller, 3. James Comey, 2. Give us a break from these guys, will you, please? And number 1 is Trump. All right, so we'll dig around in these things as time allows here through this hour. I want to spend a moment talking about something that actually is near and dear to most everybody, no matter whether you live along the Florida Space Coast, where John does, or you live in Los Angeles, where Joe is, and where I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. The amount of whatever is in the air this year, the allergies that I'm, well, sort of certainly on the farm, the combination of the wet and the grasses and stuff, mold and that sort of thing, it's everywhere, including in your home. And a lot of people think they can deal with the situation by getting a dehumidifier. No, doesn't work that way. The fact that dehumidifiers do take moisture out of the air, yeah, that's something not to be argued with. But at the end of the day, you got to empty buckets of water. The cost of electricity on the normal dehumidifier is about $100 a month. And you're circulating the same unhealthy air around your home using a plain old ordinary garden variety dehumidifier. So, along comes the Wave Moisture Control Unit to the rescue. Basements, crawl spaces, homes that are unhealthy, when you test, and this is what's been done by this company, they actually test to see if the trap pollutants are gone, to see if the radon is gone, to see if the toxins are gone, and yes, they are. Plus, improved indoor air quality, second to none. That's what you get with a Wave Moisture Control Unit, and it costs just pennies a day in terms of the electricity. It's all computerized, dries out everything in the home. Man, I could use one of these. I've got one. We haven't got it installed yet, so what that good is it doing? Somebody says, well, why did you put it in? And I haven't got a good answer to that, except we haven't had time to do it yet. Money-back guarantee on this really superb technology, superb craftsmanship made in the USA, Wave Moisture Control Units. Ask about the Wave Indoor Air Quality Package when you call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283, or go to dryair123.com. Joe, do that now, and John, you go on there and just fill in that little box on the right-hand side, and you'll get back information that will help you in the station, John, and at your house, and Joe as well. Dryair123.com. Fill in the little questionnaire, and they give you the info that you need as to how it'll apply to your house. Dryair123.com, or call 888-997-9283. 888-997-WAVE to clean your house up once and for all of all the bad gas and the water, all of the things that make your house unpleasant. This is the way to fix them. Dryair123.com or 888-997-WAVE.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Be prepared. prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Change at the hour. Our review of the hot hits in rock radio. In talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to have the services of John Harper. He's from WMEL Radio in Florida, and Joe Crummy, who has a podcast about evil thoughts in his mind. Go to the website. EvilThoughts.com, or actually you can get them on iTunes, right? Can't you get...
Exactly. Go to iTunes, look up Evil Thoughts, Joe Crummy, and subscribe to the podcast or die. How's that sound?
John, do you do we're doing podcasts now of certain elements on the program, as you know. Are you doing any podcasting of any of the shows that you do at WMEL or any of the features you have there?
All of our shows are on podcasts now as well.
They are. So you can just download them. And go. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is listening to this and they wanted to find him, where do they go to find him?
Just go to our website at 1510wmel.com, and they can punch them up.
All right. Hey, listen to what John's doing on his station. Okay, I want to spend some time talking about this Flint Airport stabbing and what we take away from this. This guy's from Canada. He stabbed an airport police officer outside the TSA screening area in the Flint airport. And apparently he tried to buy a gun when he came into our country, but wasn't able to. Do we know why he was turned away? Was it obvious that he's not an American citizen? The work was done. People say, oh, see, we told you these guys do their work. Well, I'm happy to know that somebody's doing what they're paid to do. But what's the story behind the story? Either the two of you know any more about this situation and this guy?
The only thing I heard on this, Doug and Joe, is something raised a red flag in a background check. Mm-hmm. when he went to purchase the gun. And that's the only thing I heard. Nothing further.
So he couldn't buy the gun, but he was determined to go and create mayhem. Amor Fatui, I don't know how to pronounce it, F-T-O-U-H-I, Fatui, sounds like something you'd spit out of your mouth, but anyway, he's a Canadian, shouted in Arabic before he stabbed the police officer in the neck, you know, God is great, Allah is great, all this same stuff that we hear all the time. So how are we ever going to combat this, Joe?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and I haven't even looked into it the way you guys have, but I was looking at these incidences, and it's sort of, that's the France style.
Yeah.
That you go up to a cop and stab a cop. There's been one incident after another in France about that. You know, at the Louvre, there's been at least two attacks with people that are in uniform, and there was a cop that was standing on the Champs-Élysées, and they stabbed that guy. Whereas in London, you know, not that this is the most incredible insight you've ever heard, but in London, it's just mow people down on the streets. And so, you know, you've got these two different, if you want to call them styles, you know, and so we get a little bit of the French style. In other words, you've got a cop, and he represents, I don't know, evil, the man, and all of that. So you open stab the cop, and that's what happened in Flint. So I'm sorry to see it happen in the United States, but that's what I've noticed, that you've got these two different styles of attack. And I'm sure we'll get the other one, too, as well.
All right, John, what do you take away from this? Because this happened at the airport in Melbourne, which has been expanded because of its proximity to the space station, or to the space, station.
Kennedy Space Center, yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe brings up a good point as far as the two different styles that appear to be emerging now as far as trying to commit these attacks on whether it be American citizens or in Europe or whatever. And at the moment, no one really seems to have a clear idea or understanding still of how we can prevent this. Yeah. It is still very random. You don't know who's going to show up and do what, and you just have to be very observant and have eyes in the back of your head, so to speak, and be very very mindful of the fact that you could be sitting in McDonald's and somebody could walk in and start blowing people away. I think about that all the time when I'm in a public location, no matter where it is, as far as be very mindful of my surroundings and what would I do if something like that were to happen.
I don't ever think about those things. Maybe I'm naive. We've got John and Joe and Doug at 28 past the hour.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one ream of Staples 8.5x11 multipurpose paper and get one free. A savings of $7.99. Staples, it's pro time. N624 in store only.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Wood look waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The charts for the week of June 19th to the 23rd in the focus here on our review of talk radio issues. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with different talk radio personalities, although Joe Crummy, the evil one who does the podcast Evil Thoughts, is becoming a mainstay. McFadden's not around today. Victoria's not around, but I do have John Harper, who runs WMEL Radio on the Space Coast. He's one of my most trusted friends and advisors when it comes to this program. I listen to him. He is just he's a good friend. He's got the same sort of teeth in this, the grit that I do and that we all do. It's a part of what's in our blood. And I think that the listeners know that, and that's why they become our friends. I read, Joe, you should go again to the WMEO website and look at the conversations with these people. It's like a, I don't want to say a club, it's a community. These people are friends, they know each other. It's the very essence of the radio that you and I, we all three of us grew up on, the community service radio. And you can do, by the way, the stuff that John does, you can do in a, with a national flavor, you can do with a local flavor, but it's just to see the communication back and forth between the listeners and the family presence. And folks who listen to the station get that. And that's the value. I mean, a lot of values informationally, but it's the value of having friends, especially in Florida where what's the expression where everybody goes to die? But a lot of single people, a lot of people who are alone, and they need companionship. And there's nothing better than having friends on the radio. We all grew up. I mean, think about the people as kids that we listened to as jocks on some of these big stations where we grew up. We all grew up in the North. Joe in New York. I've forgotten where you grew up, John. Where'd you grow up?
Actually, I grew up in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, did you? I thought for some reason you were from the North.
It's funny, I never grew up now that... but seriously, I just want to mention that.
Yeah.
No, I spent about 10 years in Detroit, WXYZ, but didn't grow up there, no.
Yeah. Well, but the point is that there is still this bond between people who listen. So it isn't just... And the world of spoken radio hasn't gone down the same road that music radio. We grew up listening to these great personalities on these great radio stations, and they're all gone now. The big consolidators have ruined music radio, but they can't ruin the nature of talk, although there's a lot of oneness to the talk world for sure. But they haven't been able to kill that thing that radio is best at, and that is being a companion. When I wanted to listen to Bruce Bradley on WBZ, I wanted to listen to Carl D'Souza, I wanted to listen to Jay Dunn, I wanted to listen to Dick Summer. We call it appointment listening these days. It wasn't so formal. It's just these guys were cool, and you wanted to hang out with them, right? I mean, that's still kind of, I think the feeling you get at WMEL is the people who are on the air there are cool, and you want to hang around with them.
And it's that way, Doug and Joe, and to our listeners, with the local aspect of what we try to do, try to localize everything as much as possible. And I know even on the national level, Doug, you try to and do a great job of localizing things for all of your affiliates across the country as well. So that's really the key to making talk radio happen today, is that local involvement, the local aspect of it. There very definitely is a trend back to localism in radio in general, but especially, as you've been mentioning, Doug, in talk radio as well.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to one of the other items here. I don't know how much sports. You have a lot of local sports, I know, on your station in Florida, John. This Derek Carr situation. I'm not sure I quite understand the news of this. This is the Oakland Raiders have signed this guy to a 5-year, $25 million a year contract extension. So the question is, what does it mean for some of the other quarterbacks? How much money does Tom Brady make? Anybody know? Jennifer?
No, but let me tell you, if he plays around with the football like he did last time, they'll squash it because everybody's making a lot of money. We don't want to wreck this this money train. That's what this story's about.
Really? Just the money train?
Yeah,
how silly it is.
Well, I don't know if it's silly. I mean, people want silly. Look.
It's silly to go out to watch.
I don't want to fight with you.
Well, you can fight with me. It's okay. We're not going to have a fight. We're not going to be disrespectful. But here are these people that pay all this money to watch people hurt themselves. That's really what it is.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like boxing. It's not exactly boxing.
Well, yeah, it's the same. Boxing, MMA. People pay a lot of money to watch people get hurt.
Right. It's not my thing, but I mean, I think people love it.
Look at the women in the audience of these. If you ever watch on, what is it? I think it's, what's his face? Mark Cuban's network is Access. And you got all this MMA stuff on there now. And you look around, if you can see through the screen. I was watching the other night. I think it was Friday, Saturday. I was up late watching. The audience is mostly women, or a lot of women, who go there to get turned on physically. Watching these two muscular guys beat the hell out of each other. It excites them. I mean, how else do you interpret it, really?
Well, it doesn't do much for me, personally. As long as they're happy, daddy's happy. Mommy's not happy, nobody's happy. So, look, people like football. And, I mean, if you take a look at MLB, if you take a look at baseball, they're very aware of the popularity of football. We were talking about, weren't we talking about this last week with with Major League Baseball and how they're trying to, sex up the game and keep it moving forward.
Yeah, keep it moving. Yeah.
Right, keep it moving forward. Because they're very aware of the NFL and the money that is being made and the way it's captured the imagination of so many people in this country.
John, what did you say?
In football, however, have been declining, and baseball has increased over the last couple of years. Football has amazingly gone down. Sunday night football on NBC, which was number one for many years, is suffering, at least they were last year, the last 2 years, as far as their overall ratings. So there is some concern that there is either burnout, oversaturation, whatever you want to call it, of football in America.
Yeah. Well, and you know what?
You may be right. You may be right about that.
One of the indicators of that, gentlemen, are the ratings. We were talking about radio a moment ago. The football teams and the money paid to hear the plays called on the radio, that has gone down, whereas the interest in baseball on the radio and what it does for the ratings of the stations that carry it. You can see it whether it's a medium-sized city like Kansas City or a big city like New York. The stations that carry baseball, especially at night, have whopping ratings. So there's something about baseball that appeals to people listening to the radio that I don't think translates to football, even though there's a good try there. But am I right or not?
Well, I think you may.
Totally right. Excuse me, Joe. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And I think baseball on the radio, there's nothing better. And it allows you to do many things while at the same time you've got that baseball game on in the background.
Yeah.
It's just great, great radio, great broadcasting, and it's good for a person's psyche, I think.
Yeah. Joe? But you listen around. And you hear some of these pieces of these various broadcasts. And I have, again, we're like the moldy oldies here, the days of Mel Allen, Kurt Gowdy, the last of the Mohegans is Vin Scully, who retired last year. There are still a few guys who do this, but it's more now, you know, what can we do to get attention? We'll hire a woman to do play-by-play. Not that I got anything against women doing play-by-play. I think it's long overdue. But the charisma, and it just happens with time. Things change, and, you know, Jack Buck is not his father by any stretch of the imagination. as much as they try to make it out to be that he is, he's not.
Well, you know, but speaking of money, though, you know, I guess this is what we were talking about a few minutes ago. It's you were making the case for ratings at night on radio stations with audio. That's great, but I think what's really driving it, and I haven't looked into it, but I would assume what's driving it is the television rights. That's why you have baseball on at midnight on, you know, on Sunday night going into Monday morning, which I think is stupid. and the reason being is it's all about the money, and it's all about the television rights. And, you know, it's weird because I watch, speaking of, you know, going back, some video of Mickey Mantle hitting his 500th home. Home run. And this is years ago. It's old video, but they were talking about the schedule that week, and they were going, now Tuesday's game will not be televised. And I just started laughing, going, what? Yeah. And there was a time, you know, when they weren't all televised.
No,
now
it's radio.
All TV.
Let me put in a plug for, I think, two great radio announcers. Maybe a lot of people out of the state of Florida may not be aware of them, but Andy Freed and Dave Wills of the Tampa Bay Rays Radio Network, which we've carried for many years. These two guys have evolved and developed into what I feel, Doug, you mentioned some of the great radio announcers of the past, Kurt Gowdy and many of the others that you named. Andy Freed and Dave Wills are right up there. If you ever have a chance to check them out, they are great.
I didn't get a chance to visit with you this past winter, but next winter when I go down, that'll be something we'll examine some of that stuff more carefully. John Harper, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen with a few more minutes and a focus in just a matter of moments. I think if we spend a little time talking about auto warm beer, it might be to everybody's advantage. That's up next here on the overview of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio.
Today we're joined by award-winning chef and restaurateur, Chef Seamus Mullen, who's here to share his tips and tricks for creating restaurant-quality recipes at home any night of the week. So tell the chef, what are your top tips and recipes that'll turn at-home chefs into cooking pros?
It's always to start with fresh, high-quality ingredients, especially when it comes to protein. And if you've ever been to any of one of my restaurants, you know that I love to cook with pork. Pork is just an incredible, incredible ingredient to cook with. My go-to is Smithfield Prime Fresh Pork because it's all natural, it's hand-trimmed, and it's really a great, great ingredient to cook with.
So do you have a recipe you could share with us right now?
So I've got a bunch of different recipes I put together here. I've got pork chops that are a maple mustard glazed pork chop with braised mushrooms. And we're right in grilling season right now, so one of my favorite things to do is just to grill some simple pork steaks. I've got grilled pork steaks with a tomato and olive relish.
Sounds fantastic. Where can we go for more information and to get all these great recipes?
For all these recipes and a complete list of all the Prime Chef partners, you can go to smithfield.com/primechefs.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Focus RS. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
Hi, this is the weekly overview with various radio personalities who do this for a living, look at issues, listen to stories, and then interpret in their own way, opinion. So I'm going to ask this. The warm beer thing is a tragedy, but I want to take that and have both of you give me 60 seconds on whether this is a story about facts or is this a story about perspective.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'll go first as long as I'm talking, if you don't mind. You know, it's all right. I think it's a very sad story. I don't know why this young man, and I don't want to be misunderstood here. I have an awful lot of compassion on that poor guy. Look what happened to him. What the hell was he doing in North Korea?
Exactly.
He looks like they come from a good family. You know, where was the mom and dad here going, what the hell are you doing? And if I can say, and I'm being a little harsh now, it puts the United States in a really bad position. What are we supposed to do? Listen to Maverick McCain and go to war over this? This is ridiculous. This poor kid. I just look at it and go, what the hell were you doing there? You're putting everybody in a bad position. We don't have a relationship with this country whatsoever. He's going to be used. He did something stupid. They're even stupider than North Koreans. Son of this guy, what is it, 15 years of hard labor for some stupid little thing like that. It puts everybody in a bad position.
All right, John?
I think in 60 seconds or less, this guy was in the wrong place, the wrong time. He was there on some type of a college get-together with some other traveling college kids. Mm-hmm. He stole a poster, shouldn't have done it. I mean, it's just the typical type of college stunt that many of us did or still do. And it will never really know what happened to him. Is it worth going to war? Unfortunately not, no. But at the same time, it was just a stupid thing, and he got caught and paid the ultimate price for it. But we'll never really know what happened.
Our thanks to John Harper from WMEL and Joe Crummy, the evil one, his evil podcast, Evil Thoughts, here on our overview of this week's conversations on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
53 past the hour now. We're trying to scratch around. Chucker is a very independent cuss, and once in a while he just decides that he needs to go get an ice cream cone. And that may be where he is at the moment, whether you scratch around and find him or not. I want to know what the new movies are. That's what I love about him on Friday. What are the new movies we're looking forward to? And some of the other movie news. There's a Dracula revamp coming, and I wanted to get his input on that. Plus, the focus on silent movies. This has been floating around for a month or so, the rejuvenation of interest in silent movies. So we'll have time for that, as time allows, here on Movie Moments. I'm Doug Steffen.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model mattress worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 18th through July 4th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Sunny Veranda, summer never looked better. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 56 after the hour. Movie Moments. Chuck are not with us today. I thought it was sort of interesting. I'm looking around, as I do, at all kinds of things because I find, first of all, I'm a very curious fellow. But I also think it's important for me to be exposed to as much material, whether it's pop culture, whether it's what's going on in politics, whether it's world news. I need to know what's going on. And I feel better knowing what's going on, frankly. Sometimes you get down in the weeds a little bit much and you think yourself, do I really need to know that much for conversation on the radio? And so I bring myself around to thinking about how things have changed when it comes to movie reviews over the years. As a younger guy on the radio, most of the time we talked about Roger Ebert and his movie reviews. It was on television, Siskel and Ebert, because they were the first ones that really did these movie review shows. Now they're a dime a dozen, and they're not very good. Roger Ebert, even though he's had his health issues, is still around doing movie reviews and ratings. But yet we pay more attention to Rotten Tomatoes. How did that happen? Where did they come from? They do reviews of TV shows and movies, and they have the tomato meter. Kara, have you ever looked at the tomato meter? Supposedly the most trusted measurement these days of quality when it comes to movies, especially to a lesser degree, some of the things that are on, some of the pay-for services.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate or unbiased it is, but I look at it before I see almost any movie.
You do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? See, I don't give a damn if I see a trailer and I'm intrigued with a movie, I'm going to go see it. I don't care
Well, that's true. But if there's movies, sometimes I hear about movies, but I'm not sure about it because, there's a movie coming out, what's it called? Something Valerian. It's a sci-fi movie, and the director is the director of Fifth Element, which I really like, but he's also the director of a couple other movies that aren't very good. So in a situation like that, I'll look. That way I can get what people are saying about it because it could go either way.
But how do you know, unless you actually see something, how do you know? Are you a word-of-mouth person? One of the things that Chuck keeps saying about Wonder Woman is it's doing phenomenally well because of the word of mouth. Will you take the word of a friend over what you might read on a movie?
Yeah, definitely
like
a friend, because a friend knows more of what I like. If I had a bunch of friends who said that Wonder Woman was terrible and they really didn't like it and it wasn't worth it, then I probably wouldn't pay the $15 to go see it in a theater.
$15?
I know. It's ridiculous.
It's getting kind of crazy. All right, there it is, our review for what it's worth of the movie world, 59 past the hour.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.